This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has imposed sanctions against an American think tank and six U.S. individuals, including former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. It's the first time that country has used its anti-foreign sanctions law. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
The new law gives China a legal tool to retaliate against American sanctions. International trade lawyer Yang Jie is from the Huiye law firm in Shanghai.
The U.S. recently put sanctions on seven Chinese government officials over Hong Kong. So this time China also sanctioned seven targets from the American side. I think China's countermeasure is restrained.
Restrained because China's new law can apply to not just individuals and companies, but also staff, their spouses, and immediate relatives. And the penalties can be sweeping, says a lawyer specializing in economic sanctions, Nick Turner, at Steptoe & Johnson in Hong Kong. But there's no detail on what ex-Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and the others will face.
We're not certain if those are asset freezes, visa bans, or simply a prohibition against Chinese companies doing business with those targets.
The new law also helps Chinese companies fight back. If they get blacklisted by the U.S., they can complain if any American firm tries to sever ties with them. Again, lawyer Yang Jie.
The Chinese company could report to China's Ministry of Commerce and say the American client is engaging in what is called a discriminatory restrictive measure, an unfair action.
Who determines an unfair action? His guess?
A joint working group from different government agencies will determine that.
Under the new law, Chinese companies can sue others for damages if those firms comply with foreign sanctions. But it shouldn't affect most companies in China. Again, lawyer Nick Turner.
Well, if you have a locally incorporated company, even if it's owned by a U.S. parent company, it may not be subject to certain U.S. sanctions.
He advises foreign firms to audit supply chains and check if supplier contracts comply with the new Chinese law. Also, be proactive, says analyst Joe Mazur with the consultancy Trivium China.
Multinationals operating in China should conduct an audit of their risk exposure related to hot button issues like Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and should also be developing a clear strategy for messaging around sensitive issues.
So far, he says, China has not targeted any U.S. company.
The narrative that China has been seeking to promote is that China is becoming more and more open for foreign business.
The advice for U.S. businesses in China? Don't panic just yet. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.